Shalom Aleichem. Well, it's after 1 o'clock in the morning. I think it's about time to start. This is called the Trail of Tears. Demos, I heard many times from Rav Moshe Shapira, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, is Miloshen Dimua, Dema. Dimua, a mixture. Bechi is a lashon of mavucha, of confusion, of a sense of not knowing where to turn, or not feeling like one has the ability to be able to deal with what is what one is confronted with. Bechi. In these parshiyos, we see many different forms of tears. And I think we can sort of chart the evolution of what's take place over here through tears. Let's start. We'll go back to Miketz. Vayar Yosef Yisachov Vayakirem Vayisnakir Aleim Vadaber Itam Kashos Vayomer Aleim Vayayin Basim Vayomer Meretz Kanan Lishbor Ochel. Vayakir Yosef Es Echov Vehem Lohi Kiru. So note that it says twice a terminology the verb of hakara, vayakirem, and then it says after is vayakir. We spoke about this last week. This is just really to grease the wheels. I think Ksav Sofer says that first he recognized them physically, but then he recognized that they hadn't changed. Because he if he were able to recognize who they were, and had they been thinking about him all these years, he felt that they would have been able to recognize him as well, in spite of the fact that he didn't look quite the same. But nonetheless, had his image been in their mind all these years, they would have recognized him. The fact that they didn't, to him, showed that that they were still in need of fixing up their actions. The Torah Menchal, Rabbi Yaakov Skili, says, Dan Kimirov Chemloso Alem with Tzidkosav Asa Zeh. He explains the entire process of Yosef dragging them, as it were, through the ringer, back and forth, is because really he was had mercy on them. Yudea Yosef She'echav Asu Avera Gedol B'Mechirasu. He knew that they committed a tremendous avera, and this need to be expiated. And the fact is, they need to not. He's not necessarily putting them into a position of where he's causing them to suffer. I mean, they are suffering, obviously, but that's not the point. The point is that they have to change. And indeed, we see that when he recognizes that they are going to sacrifice, or certainly Yehuda is going to sacrifice for Binyamin, that's when the charade, as it were, ends. Right? He says. Kedei l'markam me'avonoseihem, you know, to cleanse them of their sins, l'hakil me'onsham, and to alleviate their punishment, ulai yira Hashem be'onyam, perhaps Hashem will see their misery. Aslehem kolzeh, he did this to them. V'od ki b'sen noda lo shechazu b'tshuva shleima, shreimosu nafsham kedei l'hatzil binyamin. Right, so on the one hand, he wanted to bring them to a state of mortification, so they would call out to Hashem. And in addition, he wanted to see that there actually was a change of their modus operandi, in that they were willing, indeed, to put out for Binyamin. The Ksav Sofer further says, right, and this again, once again, we discussed this also in Miketz. Ksav Sofer says, "Vayizkor Yosef es chalamos asher cholam lahem." He remembers the dreams that he dreamed for them. And this, the Chassam Sofer points out that the first dream of Ani Anachnu Ma'almim Olamim B'Soch HaSadeh, right, is clearly pointing in the direction that they would need him on a pragmatic level and for their sustenance. When afterwards he has another dream, which he tells off to his father, and his father rebukes him. He says, Shemesh Vayrech L'chadasar Kochavim Mishtachavim Li. His father rebukes him. Yigor Bo'aviv, his father rebuked him, and he said, really quote, the idea being that, don't say they're bowing to you. first dream and the second dream are what he called related. They will need you, but not because you are what he called on a higher level than they. Don't communicate that to them. They will need you. And in fact, what he called, as it turned out, they did indeed need him. But when the pasuk says Vayizkor Yosef es hachalomos asher chalam lahem, he remembered the dreams that he dreamed for them, for their sake. We see clearly that Yosef is not just remembering the dreams and how is he going to bring them to fruition, but he remembers the dreams that he dreamed for them. So his perspective, he has learned. He understood his father's rebuke. Of course, it didn't save him from being sold to slavery by his brothers, because their enmity remained. But he has grown. He has definitely grown. So he recognizes, on the one hand, that they haven't necessarily changed because they don't recognize him. And had they been thinking about him all these years, they would have recognized him. That was one. And two, he remembers the dreams that he dreamed for them. So this is not just a one-way street of vindictiveness here. Rather, there's many cheshbonos going on, many, as it were, many different aspects of Yosef's relating to these events. What happens then is that they come. Once again, this is also back in Miketz. They come, and when he takes Shimon and incarcerates him, and they realize that what he called that they're being punished, and they said, "Avayomru isha achiv, aval hashemim anachnu." We are responsible. We are responsible, and as this, we brought this upon ourselves. Aval hashemim anachnu al achino, on our brother Asherainu tzaras nafshu b'tachanano elenu. He begged us. He beseeched us. No doubt, when he what he called when he was thrown into the boar, lo shamano al kein ba'a elenu atzarazo. So Yosef hears this, and he recognizes that they are starting the process of tshuva, though they're far away from completing it, but they are starting it. And therefore it says, Vayisov me'aleihem vayevk, vayoshev aleihem vayedaber aleihem vayikach v'yitam eshimon vayasar oso le'einehem. Yosef hears this, and he turns away and cries. Why? Why did he cry? Lefisha shama shahayu mischartim. He heard that they were being mischart. It says the Imri Emes. V'yisa shashvatim osu tshuva. Etc. K'si v'yisov me'aleim. V'yev kainu shispalel shetekubal tshuvasam. Will the tshuva be received? Will it not? Bechi, once again. So there's the first bechi over here is a bechi of tefillah. Will my tefillos be mekubal? Will my tefillos be accepted? Will their tshuva be accepted? Later on, yeah, when Binyamin comes, it says, "Vayamar Yosef ki nichmu rachma vel achiv, vayavakesh lifkos vayavo hachedra vayef shama." What happens over here? Once again, the bechi is a function of, I don't have the ability to control the events over here. I'm standing in a state of confusion. What will be? I have no control over it. Just the first bechi was a bechi of will I be able to enable them to do tshuva? It was the first when he heard them being mischaret, and as he knew they were starting the path, the question is, will they be able to complete the path? And the question is, will he be able to help them along that path through his tefillos? Now he has another type of pain, another type of tears, I should say, and that's the pain of Binyamin. Nichru Rachmav, his what he called it, welled up inside of him this heat, because he asked Binyamin. He says, Nichru Rachmav Shalu Yeshlecha Ach Me'em. He asked, "Do you have a brother that you share from the same mother?" He told him, "Yes." He says, "He's been gone from me. I have 10 sons. I named them for him." Right? All the tzoros that befell him, that's why I named my sons. Bela and Becher, etc. Right? Ashbel. These are all names that relate to Yosef. And Yosef then in turn cries. Why? Because he feels the pain. He feels the tzora. What can I do for my brother? My brother has suffered all these years. Nichru Rachmav al kol ashonim shnitztayr al tzaraso, that Binyamin was mitztayr over the loss of Yosef. It's a different type of bechi, a different type of confusion, a different type of feeling of ineffective, incapable. but what can I do for all that suffering that he had? Finally, it says, V'lo yachol Yosef lisapek l'chol ha'nitzavim alav. V'yikra ha'otziu kol ish me'alai v'lo omad ish ito b'yisvara Yosef el echav. V'yitin eskolo bevechi v'yishmu mitzrayim v'yishma beis paro. V'yitin einich v'yinei einichem. Later on he says, V'yinei einichem ro'os v'yinei achi binyamim kipi ha'medaber aleichem. Yochel Yosef could not be misapek. Here of Tzadok has a very long section about the terminology being used of here, right? Avayiten eskolo b'chi. He gave his voice over to crying. Let me just say vayevk. Avayiten eskolo, he put his whole essence. Hakol kol Yaakov, says Rav Tzadok. Hakol kol Yaakov. Yaakov, right? Has the koach of Dibur. Yaakov's kol has the ability to have an effect, just like the Yadayim of Esav have an effect. And Rav Tzadok says that Yaakov indeed, right, his kol Yaakov is reflected through two sons in particular, Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef's kol is the kol of inspiration of Yerushalayim not to err. And the kol of Yehuda is like the kol of David HaMelech, his most illustrious descendant. The kol of tshuva. Kol of tshuva. The kol that is, as it were, that eliminates all the garbage that may be piled up in a person's heart. Yosef over here exercised his kol. Vayiten es kolo. He spoke the truth. Not just he said the words, he spoke the truth, his kol, the sound that emanated from the inside of him. Not just the dibur, not just the words. Because you can say words and not attach them to the depth of your kishkas. But here, he gave over his kol bebechi. And the result was that both the brothers heard it. And, right, not only the brothers heard it, but also, right, call it Paro even heard it. That's why Paro makes it offer to settle the Yosef's brothers in the best of Mitzrayim. The truth penetrated him as well. With regard to his brothers, in any event, Yosef lo yochol Yosef lisapek l'chol anitzavim. Again, Yosef had a plan for them. He knew that his dreams were meant to be a blessing for them, a salvation for them. He knew that he had to do tshuva. Now that he saw that they were willing to be moser nefesh for Binyamin, it was impossible for him to control himself any longer. It's not just that he ran out of gas. Lo yochol, he couldn't be misapik any longer. He couldn't keep it any longer because he saw that they were doing tshuva. They did tshuva. As a function of that, they indeed indeed revealed himself to them. Not that, but look at the terminology. V'nei einechem ro'os v'nei achi binyamin kifi medaber aleichem. Your eyes see kifi medaber aleichem. Rashi has a pshat over here, but it's pretty cool. It's not so simple. The straight reading is your eyes see that I'm speaking to you. Your ears hear, not your eyes see. I dare say, though, that it's related to what the Jewish people experienced at Maamar Sinai. They saw the sounds. And like the Nefesh HaChaim says, that based upon the Medrash, that they saw what people ordinarily heard, and they heard what people ordinarily saw. In other words, the temporal world shifted in its importance. That's at the Maamar Har Sinai, so to also here. They lived, as it were, with one opinion of Yosef, with one opinion of their destiny, with one opinion, and now everything has been shaken. They now see that his peh is speaking to them. They see his tzidkus. They see what he's trying to arrange for them. They see how he is going to sustain them, etc. And how his dreams are true. Once he reveals himself, so then, v'yinashek l'chol echav v'yevk aleihem v'achrechein dibru echav ito. Tears of love this time. Tears of prayer before We had tears of being noticeable when Chavero, feeling the pain of his brother Benjamin. Now tears of love. Once again, I dare say that with regard to Bechi, that when one feels confusion, right, one cries. And when one feels overwhelmed even with love, etc. Overwhelmed with love. Once again, it generates Bechi. Further, tears. He's revealed himself now. Vayipol al tzavrei Binyamin achiv vayifk Binyamin bacha al tzavarov. He cried, right? He cried upon the necks, tzavrei Binyamin. Why? Because he cried over two bate mikdash were destroyed. Whereas Binyamin cried on his one neck because he cried over the destruction of the Mishkan of Shiloh. But with regard to tzavrei Binyamin, it says the Chasam Sofer, the Beis HaMikdash is called the Tzavar. Right? Like it says in Shir HaShirim, Tzavarech ki Migdal HaShein. The Beis HaMikdash is like a Tzavar. It's like a, what do you call it? It's like a neck. It is the neck that attaches the world of the mind, the world of the Shama, to the world of the Guf. The Beis HaMikdash connects the Olam HaRuchni to Olam HaGashmi. And therefore, Yosef cried upon the, what he called upon the two Bati Mikdash of Binyamin, and Binyamin cried upon his neck in singular, because it is the Mishkan of Shiloh that was in the Chelik of Yosef. Two Bati Mikdash was the Mishkan of Shiloh, but these are tears once again of the Bechi, the confusion, right, of the future. Finally, right, the last set of tears is when Yaakov arrives. When Yaakov arrives, V'yesho Yosef, Merkavta, V'yal, L'kras Yisrael, Aviv, Goshna, V'yeri, Elav, Yipol, Al-Tzavarav, V'yevka, Al-Tzavarav, Od. Yosef cries upon Yaakov. Yaakov does not cry. And Chazal say, why was Yaakov not crying? Because he was saying Kriya Shema. And that's why Yosef did cry on him. He cried by virtue of seeing the incredible truth of Yaakov Shema. Yaakov is, just as we said before, when Yosef cried upon the necks, as it were, two sides of the neck of Binyamin, to represent the two Batei Mikdash, because the base of Mikdash is the, what he called the Kila Tzavar, connecting the heavens and the earth. To cry when seeing Yaakov Avinu saying Kriya Shema is because Yaakov Avinu is the Tzavar. Just as the Beis HaMikdash is the Tzavar in space, in our world, the Tzavar in Nefesh, in people, is Yaakov Avinu. His visage is upon the Kisei HaKavod. Yaakov Avinu. As Yaakov Avinu says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, as he binds himself to Hashem's oneness, he is serving once again as that neck that connects. He is the Sulam Mutzav Arza. He is the ladder that reaches from the earth all the way to the heavens. Like the Beis HaMikdash. Yosef sees that. He sees that beauty. Right? That clarity, that truth. And he cries. It's so unbelievable. It's beyond me. I'm no longer, I mean, it's past beyond my level of clarity. It's so high. So it's a path of tears, different types of tears, of exits from confusion to clarity, of re-entry into a world of clarity. Right? Avucha. Azorim bedima barina yitzoro. Tears eventually should give forth fruit.